It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Learn how third-generation farmer John Olerking uses Climate Field View to help build the legacy he hopes to leave behind.
Both my father and my grandfather pushed me to get my education. I remember riding with them in the combine one day saying, you know, get your education. That's the one thing they can't take away from you. When the farm was transitioned over to me, it was like, holy cow, there's a lot of pressure on me to make this thing succeed, and still is. Being able to collect that data and have it all in one place and then being able to sit there and analyze it on my own has saved me time and money. With FieldView, we've learned so much more about what we're doing out there and what we can be doing and use those to make decisions. My grandfather and my father both said, you know, whatever you get, leave it better than how you found it. It's exciting at the same time that now that we have some of those tools to figure out how to improve that.
To hear more of John's story, visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Every now and then you hear of this happening and you think, why? How can this happen? At University City near St. Louis, a 6-year-old boy who did not arrive home after school Tuesday was later found on his school bus, where he had spent the whole day. School officials said the first grader had boarded the bus in the morning and was still on it 8 hours later at the bus terminal. The driver's been suspended. Police say the boy was unharmed. From This Week in Agribusiness, Little Humboldt, Tennessee, in the western part of the state, says, bring on the chicken plant. Humboldt, with a population of only about 2,000, says it'll welcome the same poultry processing plant that Tonganoxie, Kansas, turned down. It was a very hot issue around the Kansas town where the Tyson Foods plant would have been located. But local officials around Humboldt say they need the jobs and the economic shot in the arm that the chicken plant will bring. After a number of other plants have shut down, they say it'll give a boost to some of the region's farmers, too, there in western Tennessee, as they'll be able to put up grow barns for the chickens to be processed by Tyson at Humboldt. Before the 2018 boating season arrives, if you have a boat, you may want to check your insurance to make sure it covers all you think it does. A young TV reporter in Minneapolis got a shock after a horrific accident last year. Courtney Godfrey, who works for Fox 9 in the Twin Cities, lost her foot in an accident. It was cut off by a boat propeller. She's back at work now on television in Minneapolis and is telling anyone who will listen that changes need to be made to make sure that accidents such as hers are covered. She says after the suffering, pain, confusion of losing part of her leg, the nightmare for her and her husband continued when they went to file a claim with their insurance. They were told that despite having full liability coverage on their boat and a substantial umbrella policy over that, she was not covered. Now Courtney Godfrey is lobbying lawmakers in St. Paul to close what she considers to be a loophole. She says she can't sit back and let one more family fall victim to what she calls a cruel and deceptive practice. Courtney says boaters need to call their insurance agent, adding that you may be shocked to find out your children and spouse aren't covered under the policy. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.